From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. This week on Expressive Idaho, we head to the Melba home studio of weaver Linda Morton Keithley. She started weaving more than 50 years ago when she took an undergraduate occupational therapy course at Western Michigan University. Morton Keithley dove deeper into fiber arts for a master's degree in historic costume and textiles at Colorado State University. Her education led her to roles that include being a curator, a museum director, and an archivist. Well, now she and her husband outfit modern cowboys with handmade gear, including Morton Keithley's hand-woven saddle blankets. Arlie Sommer brings us her story as part of the Expressive Idaho series.
When I first started weaving the saddle blankets, I honestly didn't know what I was doing. My husband is a saddle maker, silversmith, fourth generation rancher, so, you know, I had to make saddle blankets for him. I didn't know any other weavers of saddle blankets to ask. I just kind of had to go by what my husband was telling me and what he had used all of his life as a rancher. My name is Linda Morton Keithley, and we are in my home studio in Melba, Idaho. I have three looms in my studio, and like most weavers, I weave a variety of different products, from scarves to dish towels to my absolute favorite, which is saddle blankets. I am now sitting at my largest loom. It's a tapestry loom. So what I'm doing on this loom right now is just a small piece. It's going to be about 10 inches by 10 inches when it's done. And I'm using four different colors. There's not a lot of room for an extreme amount of design, but that's where, using tapestry technique, you really can play with the colors. Weaving takes a lot of concentration, and it really does involve the entire body because you're using your feet to change the treadles to get the particular pattern that you're trying to do. You're using your hands to throw the shuttle back and forth through the shed from side to side. And you're also leaning forward and back whenever you grab the beater to push the threads into place. The purpose of a saddle blanket is to provide some cushion between the horse, the saddle, and the person. Because they're moving at different rates, that causes a lot of wear. And it, you know, you can get rough spots, sore spots pretty easily if you don't provide some level of cushion. Anywhere there is Western style weaving, you're going to find the wool saddle blankets. That's one thing I learned from hanging around with my husband and all of his ranching friends, that saddle blankets need to be 100% wool. It has a wicking ability. It helps move the sweat through the wool to the outside so it can evaporate. Otherwise, like a synthetic fiber, if it's against the horse and they're getting sweaty and dirty, it holds that moisture in, and it can cause what are called scald marks. So if you look on the flanks of some horses, you'll see white spots. That's because of that heat buildup. It actually bleaches out the hair. So wool helps move that moisture through so it can evaporate. Like any weaver, I do a variety of things, but the wool is my real love. I'm weaving a saddle blanket. It has to be very functional. I mean, it's going to go through a lot of abuse in its life. It's going to get dirty. It's going to get stickers in it. It's going to have horse sweat all through it. And it has to be very firmly woven so that it can hold up to that kind of abuse. There are a lot of really fine hand weavers in the world who are male. I would say predominantly weaving is carried out by women, though. And that leads one to think, because it's more of a activity carried out by women. It's considered more of a craft than an art, but it goes both ways. I think a lot of weaving is very fine artistically. If we go back to the Industrial Revolution of the 1800s, people stopped hand weaving because mechanized weaving became, you know, the major way that cloth was produced. So hand weaving really fell out of favor for a long time. But there was a woman, she actually lived in Montana, and she really revitalized the whole hand weaving industry. Following World War II, she was hired to work in some of the veteran hospitals. Her goal was to help the veterans who had been injured in war. She helped to regain their fine motor skills, and she's really the one that kick-started the hand weaving industry in this country. Most of the time, the product that weavers are creating, for example, a hand-woven dish towel, it's a work of love, but it's going to last a lot longer than that $1.99 dish towel you buy at the discount store. Functional textiles have a place in this world. Artistic textiles, why not? You know, if you hang a painting on your wall, why not hang a wall hanging that's been hand woven?
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.